Good morning and welcome to Fresh Start. It is Tuesday, July 18th, and we're just so glad this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We want to open up with prayer, just take an opportunity to just exalt his name. Lord God, I thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your name, oh God. We thank you for life, for health, for our strength, because in you we live and move and have our being, and without you we are nothing, but with you we can do all things. Lord, I thank you that you empower us with your strength, with your joy, with your peace, and I thank you, oh God. Oh, we just want to bless your name this morning, that from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, you are still our Lord and Savior, you are still God, and we are still blessed. We are blessed coming in and blessed coming out. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everywhere our feet tread is blessed, not because of our own goodness, but because you are good. Because you are good and your mercy is everlasting and your joy is unspeakable and your peace is beyond understanding. And I thank you that your mercy endures us, oh God, that we have a mercy that endures. And I thank you for your grace. Oh, for your grace is amazing. Oh, your grace is amazing to us, oh God. I am amazed each and every day that your grace is amazing, how you keep us each and every day. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you. And we just want to adore you this morning. We just want to magnify your name. We just want to exalt your name. You are bigger than any situation, bigger than any problem, oh God. And we know as we keep our eyes on you that we can walk over any situation just as Peter walked over water, that there is nothing that we have to confront, that we have to do it alone. But we know that because of you, we already have the victory. The battle belongs to you. Vengeance is yours, saith the Lord. And so we know we can trust in you and lean not to our own understanding and allow you to direct our path. And for that we say, thank you. You are the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. You are the source of our strength and the center of our joy. And I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Our text today is coming from Psalm 37, verses 23 and 24. And this is the CEV version. And it says, if you do what the Lord wants, he will make certain each step you take is sure. The Lord will hold your hand, and if you stumble, you still won't fall. Oh, hallelujah. And so we're reading from, we're still continuing from The Instinct by T.D. Jakes, God is a Keeper. That's the title of the lesson today. And what it says is that it's perfectly normal to be terrified by changes, and it's certainly customary to stumble, fall, and have to get up again and again as you make your way through your new environment. You will have to do this time and time again as you learn to live by instinct. But don't get caught up in falling. Don't let a trip keep you down. Get up and keep it moving each time you fall. As you leave your cage, the transition will definitely be challenging. You take a few steps forward and a few back. You stumble. You just get back up on your feet. Such is the way we learn to lean forward and keep stumbling towards success. It is okay to struggle as you leave the cage and acclimate yourself to your new wilderness before you. Toddlers typically stumble, bumble, and trip before learning to walk, but they keep getting back up on their feet and tottering toward until they no longer have to think about keeping their balance. Many people do not get admitted to college, pass the bar, or become licensed in their field until after they have failed many attempts. But they persevere, undeterred, wiser, and more committed to achieving their goal than they were in the previous attempt. And again, our faith is critical here. As with everything, Scripture says Christ is able to keep us from falling or to keep us on our feet. When you are weary and tired and wondering which way to turn, turn to God. Ask him to remind you of the meaning of your life, pick you up and help you stand. He's able to keep you standing when you want to fall. If you are following your God-given purpose, you will have to succeed. What God wants you to do, God will equip you to accomplish. Where we might trip is when we have visions and plans that don't work out as we imagine. But God's ways are not our ways. Scripture says 1,000 years to us is like one day with God. So don't use your clock when determining how and when things should happen. Rely on God's timing. So if you fall, get back up. If you feel yourself falling, ask God to keep you standing. He is able to keep you. And as I read that this morning, all I could think about was that hymn, oh, to be kept by Jesus. Oh, to be kept by him. And that we would be nothing, nothing without him. And he is our all in all. He keeps you every day. He orders your every step. And the hymn writer says, oh, to be kept by him. Many times we want to be kept by so many things, kept by our finances, kept by our employer, kept by our family. Oh, but if you allow yourself to be kept by Jesus, he is a keeper. He'll keep your mind. He'll keep your peace. He'll keep your joy. He'll keep you in a place of contentment, whether you are bound or whether you are base. And most of all, he'll keep you from stumbling. And for that, we thank you. We want to continue to keep those in prayer who are continuously on our prayer list. Continue to pray for Janice Thompson's husband. We want to continue to pray for Sister Sessoms. Continue to keep all those who are on our prayer list. And if you have any prayer requests, please email those to curtisjnsn@aol.com. And we're going to close out this morning in prayer. Lord God, we just want to thank you again that you are our keeper. And that you are reminding us in your word that you will keep us from falling, that we may stumble along the way, but you won't let us fall, and I thank you for it, that you allow your angels to be encamped around about us, that you gird us up with your truth as our feet shod with the preparation of peace, and we have the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit. As we continue to move forward, oh God, into our destiny, into our purpose, we know, oh God, we may make mistakes along the way, but I'm so thankful that as long as you're with us, that's what you kept reminding Joshua, God, and you're reminding us again this morning that you're with us, to be courageous, to be bold, and just remember that you're with us. Lord, I thank you that you're with us. You are Emmanuel, God with us, and you promised that you would never leave us nor forsake us, and I thank you for that, oh God. If we abide in you and you abide in us, we can ask whatever we will in your name, and it shall be done. We thank you for the relationship, that we don't just have religion, but we have a relationship that we can call you our Father, which art in heaven, holy is your name. We are so close to you, oh God, that we're so close that we forget that we're just alone. But we may forget sometimes that we're alone, but you are so close. And we just want to thank you for that, oh God, that you live on the inside of us. So greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So there is no battle, there is no sickness, there is no trial, there is no tribulation that we cannot overcome. But you said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And I thank you that we can be called overcomers. We are overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And God, we just want to testify that you're good. We want to testify that you are a keeper. We want to testify that you are a healer, that you are a deliverer, that you are a sustainer of our mind, that you are the keeper of our peace and our joy, and without you we are nothing. But I thank you right now, oh God, that we belong to you, that you consider us wonderful, fearfully made. But when you created us in our mother's womb, you knew the thoughts and plans that you had for us, and they were good and not of evil. And so for that, oh God, we want to bless your name, we want to honor your name, and we want to give your name praise. Thank you for reminding us once again that you are a keeper. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Have a blessed, blessed day. Remember that we are not having Bible study for the month of July and August. We will resume in September. So continue to spend time with your family tomorrow, and we'll see you back on Thursday morning at 6 a.m. God bless.